The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Jake Bourgeois with the Anamosa Journal Eureka. Jake, you can start with your first question for Senator Grassley.
Wanted to start off with some of the news we're seeing about Mexico and sort of the corn tariffs. Could you sort of just go through a little bit about the conversations you've been hearing around that and where those discussions fit at this point in time?
Yeah, that's a very pertinent question for Iowa farmers, the number one corn state in the nation. There's not much of an update I can give you, but I'll go through what has been done or what's been trying to be done. Number one, I don't know exactly what was accomplished, but I thank Secretary Vilsack for going to Mexico City on this very important issue for American farmers, particularly Iowa farmers. And I'm sure he was pleading that they should not prohibit GMO corn coming into Mexico, but I don't know whether that has accomplished anything yet, and it still could, but as of this point, I don't know. And several of us from Midwestern states have written to the Special Trade Representative, Ambassador Tai, asking her to formally institute a process under the United States-Mexico-Canadian Agreement to make sure that that process is put in place that should lead to a culmination, and I hope find a violation on the part of Mexico that they can't restrict it under our agreement. Now, I don't know whether that process has been started or not, but I and Ernst and other Midwestern senators have started that out. So that's the best update I can give you.
Okay, just a quick follow-up on that. Do we know sort of a general timeline on sort of when we expect certain decisions to play out, or is it still sort of just a general waiting game to see how negotiations play out? Do we have any sense, I guess, of when we might get some clarity on that at the moment?
Oh, I wish I could give you an answer that there is a timeline. There is no timeline on when the United States would start the process going. If there is a timeline after the process starts, I'd have to go to the USMCA agreement to answer that question, and so I can't answer it. But if there's no timeline, at least when the United States would file action.
One of the things I think I saw you were hoping still might get done before the end of the year was some initiatives on antitrust legislation when it comes to tech companies. Where does that conversation stand at the moment?
Well, the big bill that I would call the Klobuchar-Grassley bill that would go after the big tech companies, particularly Amazon, and that's just one example. There's several that would be affected by it. But where they, small business, uses these platforms to sell their products. But these platforms prioritize their own product, so we, Klobuchar and I, and the bill considers that economic discrimination, and it would eliminate that economic discrimination, or there'd be penalties for not doing it. And that bill is the one that was promised by Schumer would be brought up in July, and it wasn't brought up, and it's not going to be brought up this week, so it'll have to start over again next year. There's one other very important antitrust piece of legislation that's out there that I think will be included in the omnibus appropriation bill that would raise the fees on major mergers. In other words, I don't know how big these big-time mergers are, but it would raise the fees for filing for antitrust to raise more money for the enforcement of antitrust law. But on smaller mergers, the fees would actually be decreased. And we think we're going to get that in the omnibus appropriation bill.
That bill was sort of also on my list to sort of check in on, because I know it's been something that's been in the work for a minute. So that's something that would have to get passed before the end of the year to avoid a shutdown, yes? I guess first sort of set up for that as first. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're right. And I do believe that things are in motion for this week to happen, that we would pass an omnibus appropriation bill, which will get us through to September 30th of the next year, instead of having another continuing resolution. Now, maybe by Thursday, what I just told you won't turn out to be that way, but we're supposed to get the final bill from the appropriators right about this time, and if that should be time enough to move the legislation that we're talking about. And then if we do, we would adjourn probably by late December 22nd, hopefully a little bit before, so we can get home for Christmas, and then this Congress will be over, and we'll start a new January 3rd.
So what's sort of those last things they're sort of hammering out for the spending bill? Do you know what they're still trying to work through?
Well, evidently they worked it through. If the bill's coming out by 3 o'clock this afternoon Eastern time, then they must be worked out. But I can tell you that for probably a month until 2 weeks ago, there was no agreement. And I'll tell you what the difference is. The difference was that there was a bipartisan agreement we need to spend more on defense, but then the Democrats took the position, even though it was bipartisan, to spend more on defense. The Democrats wanted more money to spend on domestic programs. And we Republicans took the point of view that the Democrats got their program passed in August, spending $750 billion more money, that they didn't need another $28 billion on top of that to be added to domestic programs. Well, finally, about maybe 10 days ago, there was an agreement reached that the Democrats would not ask for the 28 additional billions of dollars for domestic program, and we'd move ahead at the figure that was in the president's budget instead of $28 billion above, and then have a bipartisan agreement to spend a lot more money on defense. And that's what I think is coming out here. Now, there's always a lot of other things that are unrelated to appropriations that are included, and you and I've talked about at least one of those that will be included, the antitrust bill you asked me about. And then we were hoping to maybe get the other bill, the one on the Amazons, and that included, but that will not be included. So this is going to be a very large package. I don't know how many hundreds of pages it'll be, but I'll have to read it to know what's in it. And when one person, Chuck Grassley, may not have time to go through the whole thing by myself, it'll be divided up among five or six very accomplished legislative assistants I have to go through it and find out exactly what's in it to make up my mind whether I'm going to vote for or against it. I've got time for one more question.
Sure. You mentioned the defense bill. I know I saw that got passed, agreed upon last week. Just some overall thoughts where that ended up for you.
Well, I ended up voting for it. It only had 13 votes against it, so I think it was very bipartisan. Now, don't get what I talked about defense before you asked this last question is the actual appropriation money for defense. The bill you're now asking about is called the Defense Authorization Bill, or it goes by the initials NDAA here. And that bill did pass last week, and it had a lot of mostly defense policy in it. By the way, we have a Defense Authorization Bill every year for the last 61 years, so it's an annual thing that we go by. Now, it happened that some of this had a lot of Grassley provisions in it, and I'll just mention one or two. We've got the Kevin and Avanti law reauthorization so that we can track people that with autism, Alzheimer's, and related conditions that tend to wander so that they can have an Amber Alert, strengthening Inspector General for more independence for them, and some protecting FBI whistleblowers. That's naming three out of eight different provisions that I got in that bill, the bill that passed last week. Okay, thank you very much, Jake, and we'll be talking to you after the first of the year.
Thank you. Happy holiday.
And to you. Happy holiday.
Thank you, Jake, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.